Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 242 of my somewhat sporadic podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I am back on dry land, finished the 80s cruise. It was a blast. And now I'm back at it. I'm heading up to Tommy T's in Pleasanton this weekend. I'll be at the Punchline in Atlanta next weekend. I am back to work. And the world certainly didn't take a vacation, right? The world didn't go on a cruise. As you know, the big news this week is the college payoff, bribery, entrance fee, whatever you want to call it, scandal. 50 people charged with college admissions bribery. Now, mind you, I don't think this is something that we didn't know about, but now we have confirmation, right? I mean, let's be honest. This is a case of white privilege. This is a case of the rich get richer. This is a case of the haves versus the have-nots. And this is the case of how you cheat. And this didn't just start. They just got busted. So basically what has happened over the last, 8 years since 2011, the FBI has found out that parents have paid about $25 million in bribes to get their kids into schools. There was a company, the Key Worldwide Foundation basically was the company that was funneling this money around. So, for example, Lori Loughlin, I think her name is, the actress, her daughters wanted to get into USC, so they put them on the crew team. The crew is a type of rowing. If you didn't know that, don't feel bad, because her daughters didn't know that, and they were on the team. So yeah, they use things like that. Pay a college coach some money, get your kid on athletic admission, or pay this Key Foundation, and they had people cheating on SAT tests. They had people changing the answers after the SAT was turned in, et cetera, et cetera. All this to get their rich kids in school. And the kids didn't give a shit. Kind of famously now, the designer Massimo, I think that's the name, whatever, his clothing line, his daughter was like, I don't even want to go to school. I don't care about classes. I just want to go to the games and party. And and speaking of party, they found, when this broke, she happened to be on the yacht belonging to the chairman of the board of trustees of USC. Her and his kids, I guess, were playing on a yacht in the Caribbean. And I don't fault them, right? If you have that kind of money and access, go ahead and do it. But here's the thing. Don't pretend you don't, okay? This is the thing. Don't. People who deny white privilege, this kind of slaps them in the face, because this is absolutely white privilege. This is people who are rich and connected getting their kids into schools that they don't deserve to be in, taking spots away from kids who do belong there, taking spots away from kids who worked hard to get there. These people, you know, the people who bitch about affirmative action, shut up. Shut up. What is this? This isn't even legacy admissions. Like legacy admission, you know, so the way George Bush got into college, his dad went to Yale. His grandfather went to Yale. Probably buildings at Yale, you know, named after him. That's another thing. If your parents or grandparents or somebody buys a library, builds a wing, then you get into the school. But that's even different than this. Or is it just more expensive? I don't know. But this is privilege, and this is real. This Felicity Huffman got in, only paid $15,000 for her kids to go. The hell? At these prices, $15,000 would buy like a GED. I don't know. And here's another thing. A lot of these people are very intelligent, successful people, business people, doctors, talented people, actors, et cetera, et cetera. How are their kids so fucking dumb? How are their kids so dumb that they can't get into college? The parents are smart, hardworking people, or the grandparents, somebody in the family. How are the kids so damn dumb they can't get into school? And why go? Listen, One family donated like $6 million. Just give the kid the $6 million. Send him off to rehab. Dude, why bother us with this? This is another thing. Remember the good old days when super rich people didn't bother us? Well, you think the Rockefeller kids didn't have a bunch of money? The Rothschilds, you know, a bunch of money. They didn't bother us. We didn't read about them in the paper. They went to their schools and they kept their mouths shut. Her daughter, Lori Loughlin's daughter, is a YouTube influencer. Ooh, get the hell out of here. You influence your ass out of school. And let somebody go to school who needs to go to school. Let somebody go to school who needs to get a leg up. Who needs to get in. You know, that's the problem with this. You're blocking people who need this. You're blocking people who want this, who earn this. Just because you got a ton of money and you pay off somebody at the school. Stay out of school. Just give them the money. The kids are worthless. So just give them money and let them do whatever the hell they want to do. Why do you have to send them to school? Donald Trump Jr. actually spoke about this, which is mind-boggling because there's no one. I'm even Paris Hilton isn't as privileged as this stupid kid because he didn't get it from his father. His grandfather had braced. His father's an asshole. His father's dumb. And he's dumber. Again, I don't know where it goes, but yeah. And he talks about people using, like, Donald Trump did everything possible to keep, literally threatened the school to not let anyone see his transcripts because he knows how fucking dumb he is. He knows he had no business going to college, whether it be Fordham or Wharton or anywhere else. University of Pennsylvania, his kid didn't belong there. Maybe cleaning up, but not as a student. But here's the thing. This is the arrogance. Donald Trump Jr. knows he's an idiot. He knows he's fucking dumb. And he's going to comment on this. And that, you know, I was very fortunate to be on D.L. Hughley's show yesterday. D.L. Hughley's will soon have a TV talk show on TV One, and we were doing like a test episode, and we were talking about this. And he's a brilliant comic. He's a brilliant guy, and it was fun to talk about this topic. But we talked about he didn't go to college. I didn't go to college. I went to a technical high school. I learned to fix airplanes, which we'll talk more about that in a minute. But you know, here's the thing. He talked about getting tutors for his kids and everything he did to help his kids get into college. That's how you spend the money, tutors and hard work. And he told his kids, don't mess up my money. In other words, I invested in your education, go to school and do well. And his kids have done that, and which is great. Good for him. But that's where you spend the money. Not this. This is bullshit. Get out of the way. You're rich. God blessed you with riches. You were born rich. You were born privileged. That's fine. You won the birth lottery. Move out of the way. Move out of the way. You contribute nothing. You contribute nothing to society. You certainly contribute nothing to these schools. Okay, maybe you contribute like what dress to wear with what shoes or what purse is really nice, which is cool. Which is cool. Again, if that's what you do, that's what you do. Good for you. Go ahead and do it. If you're beautiful or an influencer or something, go do that. But get out of school because you're doing nobody any good. You're taking up space. And don't bitch about some kid, black or brown kid, who gets in on affirmative action. Don't bitch about there's too many Asian kids at the school because in their culture, they're very competitive and work very hard to get into these schools. It's part of what they do. Don't say there's too many of them because your dumb ass couldn't get in. Just move to the side, dumb ass. You're in the way. Donald Trump Jr., I can't even explain to you how dumb you are. I will tell you this. When you're dumb and you're in a class full of smart people, you know you're dumb because they ask questions you don't even understand the question, which leads to how dumb ass your father is. Donald Trump this week, the 737s Maxes are being grounded. There have been two crashes. They don't know why. They're checking if it's related. The FAA held up for a minute, but ultimately grounded the planes, as other countries have done. It's a precautionary measure until they find out why the planes crashed. Donald Trump, in all his stupidity, in all his glory, said, Well, you know, planes are crashing because they're too complex. You know, when an idiot says something's too complex, that might mean it has three moving parts. I worked on airplanes. Airplanes are very complex. Airplanes are designed by engineers who are very smart. Airplanes are built by technicians who know what the hell they're doing. I was one of them. Believe it or not, I was one and I knew what the hell I was doing. I can tell you about the hydraulic system on the F-117 or the old DC-10s because that's what I worked on. The people who design these things are so smart, it's scary. The redundancy built into airplanes, every system, 2, 3, and 4 redundant systems in case one backs out. You lose one hydraulic pump, that's okay. You've got a second one on each engine. So if you have 2 engines, you got 4 pumps. If you got 3 engines, you got 6, et cetera, et cetera. They design these things so that you know that ultimately what's going to bring down your landing gear if you lost all hydraulic pressure? Gravity. They'd fall and lock. It's designed to work that way. The point being, airplanes are complex because they're flown and built by very smart people. Everything you have on your car, every piece of technology came from airplanes. Anti-lock brakes, GPS, et cetera, et cetera. The radar systems. Now, the car tells you when you're about to hit something. Cars, it's all kind of warning systems around cars now. I'm not even crazy about all of them. Here's one that really bothers me. On autonomous cars, they said they're more likely to hit dark-skinned people. Really? Really? We're programming racism into the autonomous cars? That's a subject for another day. But what the fuck? Anyway, the idiot to say that, like, what does he think? You know, back when they had propellers, they were much simpler. Just go sit in a corner, you fucking idiot. And he likes dumb. And see, dumb people, I guess, want to make more dumb people. I don't know. This is where privilege and you know, the Trump supporters, this mythical white working man and all of that they always talk about. Now, he already got screwed on his taxes, right? The white working man. He found out that tax return this year wasn't $3,000. It was $600-$700. But he's still with Trump. So here's the latest thing. Trump's going to cut back on student loan and student loan forgiveness. In the new budget, which, you know, he needs $8 billion to build the wall. Right, some bitches? Got to build the wall. Yeah. They want to end public service loan forgiveness, a program under President George W. Bush, which forgives federal student loans for borrowers who are employed in certain federal, state, or local public service jobs or work for nonprofits. They want to change the repayment program, which capped how much of your income could be charged to paying back your debt. Okay, so under the old system, student loan payments would be capped at 12.5% after 15 years of monthly payments. Your debt would be forgiven. Yeah, good luck with that. And subsidized student loans, okay, eliminate federal government paying interest on student loans while borrowers are still in school. And yeah, it's just making it harder to go to college unless you're born rich. Unless you're born rich. The system, when you say the system is against us, most of the time, and I'm as guilty of this as anyone, we don't even realize how everything, it's not just one thing, it's everything, is just rigged for the rich to get richer. Eyeglasses. I don't know how many of you wear glasses. I've started wearing glasses when I drive at night. I had LASIK done 14 years ago. It was amazing. And I've been able to see, but now, hey, getting old. Peepers ain't what they used to be. So I'm starting to wear glasses when I drive at night. Some people wear glasses all the time. And some of you may have noticed the price of your glasses creeped up or maybe even jumped up recently. You know why? Because one company controls all of the glasses. There's a company called Luxottica. Luxottica bought Sunglass Hut and Lens Crafters. Now, they controlled most of the retail, so you had to sell to them. Luxottica also owns or licenses Armani, Brooks Brothers, Burberry, Chanel, Coach, DKNY, Dolce & Gabbana, Michael Kors, Oakley, Oliver Peoples, Persol, Polo Ralph Lauren, Ray-Ban, Tiffany, Valentino, Vogue, and Versace. All of those glasses, all of those frames run by one company. Oh, Luxottica has also bought Pearle Vision, Sears Optical, which probably isn't going to be around because Sears isn't around, and Target Optical. And they bought the insurers iMed Vision Care and Excelsior. So now this company controls the labs that make the glasses, the factories that make the frames, the stores that retail the glasses, the outlets like Pearle Vision, etc. You get the glasses. They control the whole thing. They control the whole thing. Why? Because this was all legalized under Reagan. Has it trickled down on you? Yes, it's trickled down on you, but in the wrong way. Prices have gone up as much as 1,000%. Prada-grade designer frames cost $15 to manufacture. How much do you suppose Prada glasses cost? A lot more than $15. A pair of prescription lenses that cost $1.50 to make can sell for $800 because one company controls it all. Did companies try to fight? Yeah, Oakley did when this takeover started. And this started back in the early 2000s, 2001. Oakley said, we're not going to do business with you. Oakley's huge sunglass and frame manufacturer. I happen to love Oakley's. I got numerous pair, etc. Anyway, they said, we don't want to play ball. So this company, Luxottica, said, okay, we won't sell Oakley's in our stores. Did I mention they own all the stores? Sunglass Huts, all of that, they don't. So Oakley had no choice but to play ball with them. So what they did was drive down the price of Oakley and then buy that company, which is how they got it. My point being that this is how you're getting screwed. This is just eyeglasses, something that, a large part of the population must buy. You see? So you're getting screwed. We don't even know it. This is the haves and the have-nots. Do you hear that? White working class American male. Yeah, this goes back under Reagan. This is Republican policy. This is total deregulation of business. This is not free market. This is monopoly. And this was done when? This was done in the early 1900s. And this is why the federal government came up with antitrust laws. They didn't just pull these laws out of nowhere. There's a reason that antitrust laws exist, so that things like this don't happen. But these laws have been gutted, completely gutted, and now this is what's going on. Speaking of laws, the House of Representatives came up with a resolution against hate. Like, they had to get together and vote. Do we not like hate? You know, I'm not sure. Should we vote on it? Yeah, let's vote on it. Let's vote on not liking hate. Now, what is it? It goes back. It goes back to Ilhan Omar, who is the congresswoman from Minnesota, who made some remarks that were anti-Israel and taken as anti-Semitic. Now, I'm not going to say, I don't know what she meant, but I will say that they were taken as anti-Semitic. And if you do that, if you're a public figure, particularly if you're in Congress, Or in the government. Now, we're not counting Trump, because Trump makes hate speech so that people will follow him, because he knows, like, it's racist and it's not even a dog whistle. This woman is Muslim, and she's had some controversy over wearing a hijab, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, if she is anti-Semitic, let her answer for that. It's not about Nancy Pelosi stepping up. It's not about a congressional resolution to kind of, you know, cover the whole thing and say, well, we don't like any kind of... Yeah, you're not supposed to like any kind of racism or hate speech or misogyny or anti-Semitism, et cetera, et cetera. But you don't, like, if one person screws up, everyone doesn't apologize. You know what I mean? Take responsibility for what you said. Take either stand up and say, yeah, I said it, or, wow, I am sorry, I fucked up, I said something horrible. One way or the other, take responsibility for it. The whole group doesn't. Don't start this shit, Democrats. Don't start this, okay? Don't blow it. Israel, obviously, is a big deal to Jewish people and to many people. The relationship in the United States and Israel has always been very important, hugely important. And yeah, there are debates as to the rights of Palestinians, et cetera, and there are ways to debate it. But insulting either side isn't the way to debate it, okay? It's not about being an Islamophobe and being anti-Muslim, and it's not about being anti-Semitic. It's about trying to work it out. And it ain't going to be easy to work out. I'm telling you, you're fighting. People fight over God. That's a long fight. But if someone says the wrong thing, let them be responsible for it. Hey, Congress, take an example from sports. Russell Westbrook is a phenomenal basketball player. Has a bit of a temper, bit of a hothead at times. Has gotten himself into trouble. But here's the thing. Russell Westbrook was playing in Utah. Utah is known for their fans being mean. They have gotten racial before, et cetera, et cetera. One of their fans sitting courtside said something to Russell, crossed the line. Russell said, I will fuck you up. I will fuck your wife up. Remember, you're dealing with a basketball player, but you're also dealing with a man, a very large, strong man. Not the kind of guy you want to start some shit with. If you're going to start some shit with an athlete, I say go for jockeys. Nothing against jockeys, but you have a better chance. Basketball players, you're looking for an ass whipping. So Russell said this, and then, you know, the fan was ejected. And afterwards, in the aftermath, Russell stood up at the press conference and said that he will not be disrespected like that. It's one thing to talk about his basketball, talk about him playing in the team. When you disrespect him or his family or he feels threatened, he's going to stand up. He took responsibility for his action. He didn't have the whole league do it. Hear that, Congress? He took responsibility. Now, of course, the truth came out. The fan was like, oh, we were just joking around. The racists are always just joking around. It came out. Yeah, the fan, they didn't say exactly what he said, but he said something about Russell being on his knees where he belonged or who knows what he called him. But the Utah Jazz banned this fan from the arena forever and said that, you know, the president said there's no place for this act. The president of Utah Jazz, no place for this action. Donovan Russell, who was runner-up in Rookie of the Year last year, incredible basketball player, plays for the Utah Jazz, said that this is known. It's known that their fans are like this. Not all of them, but too many of them. And this is why you can't get free agents to come to Utah, and it's bad for the team and their image. And, you know, but again, the my thing is Russell stood up for what he said. He didn't back off of it. You know, if you say something, don't back off of it. Okay, just even if it's wrong, say you said it and it was wrong. And don't say I misspoke when you lied. A lie is a lie. Nobody ever misspoke and lied by accident. You know. Finally, and this is, you know, I don't know, maybe this whole podcast should just be called For the Love of Stupid. In Arizona, a woman who is identified as Leanne, they won't give us her full name. Leanne saw a barrier around a jaguar cage and said, oh, that doesn't apply to me. I want a selfie with a jaguar. So she crossed the barrier and she went up to the jaguar's cage and the jaguar reached out and grabbed her arm and tried to rip the fuck off. To paraphrase Chris Rock, the jaguar went jaguar. What an idiot. It's unfortunate that no one got it on video. It's unfortunate to me. It's unfortunate the jaguar didn't take her out. That's just a little Darwinism that I would have liked to see. Fortunately, the good thing is they did nothing to the jaguar. The zoo official said, hey, there's a barrier there for a reason. When you cross a barrier, you get attacked by an animal. There used to be a show when animals attacked, and it was a good show. It was fun to watch. Hey, selfie people getting attacked. I've said this, talked about this before. People get killed. People die regularly doing selfies. Good. Good. Thin the pool. Thin the gene pool. Maybe cameras shouldn't be so good on phones and iPads. Speaking of which, I just bought a new iPad. You know, Hey, you know me and technology. You've heard me before. I don't know what I'm doing. I got some nice technology. I probably use 40% of its capacity. I don't know. But I do have a question. Why does every Apple device have to have a different connector? Now we're on the USB-C connectors. So I have a iPad that uses USB-C. I have a MacBook Air that uses USB-C. I have an iMac, my main desktop computer, that uses USBs. And the iPhone uses a Lightning connector. No, I don't have to carry many cables. What the fuck, Siri? What the fuck? Stop it. Just put everything on one connector, Apple. How hard is that? Anyway, sorry, sidetracked. If I ever need a picture of a Jaguar, I have the technology to take that picture from a distance, like normal people do. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Thanks for putting up with the sporadic recording of my podcast. I love you guys who reach out to me and you're like, where's the podcast? I'm here. I appreciate you. As I said, this weekend, the 15th, 16th, and 17th, Tommy T's up in Pleasanton. It's in the Bay Area. Next weekend, it's going to be Atlanta, the Punchline. I'm back on dry land. I'm working. Who's paying attention? You are. Don't stop, because stupid doesn't. Stupid never rests. But apparently, it has enough money to get its kids into college. Thank you.